The Boston Red Sox are going to the World Series after beating the New York Yankees last night, 10-3. The Sox also became the first major league team to win a best-of-seven series after losing the first three games. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Yesterday began, like most days in the Northeast. In New York, they rang the opening bell at the stock market. In Boston, people rode the T into work. But beneath the veneer of normalcy, two cities were gripped by October baseball. The Red Sox somehow had clawed their way back into the American League Championship Series after falling behind 3-0. Bostonians' anticipation bubbled over the airwaves on sports radio station WEEI. A caller named Mike phoned from his car.
And, I mean, it's just amazing just watching people that I know that really don't even and hate sports are coming out to watch the game with us tonight because it just got sucked in by it. And it's a beautiful thing.
And that's,
it's something only sports can do. Nothing else.
Hours later, as the Red Sox celebrated their Game 7 victory, even Mike's sports-hating friends probably understood the significance of the moment. The Red Sox were in the World Series, but it was how they got there and who they beat that resonated throughout New England. The Yankees are the team so linked to Boston's tortured Sisyphean history of almost getting to the top. The Yankees are the team that bought Babe Ruth from the Red Sox in 1920, thereby unleashing the curse of the Bambino. According to baseball mystics, the real reason why the Red Sox haven't won the World Series in 86 years. So beating these Yankees wasn't just a win, it was an exorcism for the Red Sox team and one player in particular.
Damon hits it in the air to right field. Sheffield back in the corner. At the wall, a grand slam. Johnny Damon. Quiet all series, goes deep. Four more runs and it's 6-0.
Boston center fielder Johnny Damon, best known as the guy with the long hair and the beard, distinguished himself with his bat last night in the game on Fox TV. He broke out of a horrible slump and hit two home runs, setting a playoff record with 6 runs batted in. After the game, the series' most valuable player, Boston power hitter David Ortiz, was asked what got into Damon.
I tried to keep him away from his fiancée. And I think it happened. Look at my man today.
Look at all the Red Sox, really, from Game 7 starting pitcher Derek Lowe, who gave up 1 hit in 6 powerful, precise innings on the mound, to Boston's relief pitchers, to the Red Sox defense and base running. Manager Terry Francona marveled at the team effort in winning 4 straight games.
I think to do what we did, you have to have people chip in and do some special things. Because when we're down 0-3, there's just no room for error. And when we didn't make any errors.
The Boston comeback was improbable and cathartic and ultimately incomplete. There is, of course, a World Series to play against the team that wins the National League pennant.
Edmonds hit 42 home runs during the regular season.
Thanks to Jim Edmonds' winning home run yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals tied the Houston Astros at 3 games apiece in their playoff series. They play the final game tonight. Some say the curse of the Bambino won't really be lifted until the Red Sox win that first World Series since 1918. Yankee fans have delighted in taunting the Red Sox when they come to New York by chanting 1918. But after last night, Red Sox fans have some ammunition of their own. Look for it next year and beyond when the Yankees travel to Boston. The gleeful chant rising from Fenway Park, 2004, 2004. Tom Goldman, NPR News.